Hare Krishna, this morning we got the sudden news that one devotee, Shvidetsky Tibor, or Bhakta Tibor, as I'll refer to him, had got a brain stroke last night and left his body immediately. Most, I don't think, devotees will know him. Those who are from outside of Hungary, those in Hungary, will. Bhakta Tibor was actually the architect who designed and oversaw the renovation and construction in the new Budapest temple. He wasn't a devotee to start up. Start with. He was an architect, but it was interesting that he had always had a desire to build an Indian temple. He was attracted to India, but he didn't know why, but he always had an attraction to build an Indian temple. And somehow or another, he got in contact, or Vijay Gauranga got in contact with him when looking for an architect and someone who would actually oversee the engineer who would oversee the building. And so he became the person who was involved in that more or less 2-year project of him and his office of renovating the new temple, new property. And in the process he became a devotee. He became a very serious devotee, following principles, chanting rounds, attending Sunday programs, attending other programs, very committed to Krishna consciousness, very committed to Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and a nice person, a gentleman. He didn't have an easy life of it. His marriage broke up, his first marriage broke up, and so he got married to another lady who he also made a devotee, one of his other childhood acquaintances. And he was a regular patron, donor, as well as participant in our counseling system. Just as recently as Janmashtami, he was giving counsel to Guru Kripa Das here of New Rajadam, because the house in which I'm living in has some very serious structural problems. Not major, but serious, that have to be attended to right away. And so they worked out how that could be done and could be taken care of. Just when I was in India in the spring, him and his wife, Eleonora, were also there. They went around with a group of Hungarian devotees visiting Mayapur, Vrindavan, and it was a really wonderful, I think, opportunity for him, a real final opportunity, and he really enjoyed that. In addition to that, his new wife, Eleanor, a few years back, started our third Govindas. The other two Govindas are on the Pest side of the Danube, and this is on the Buddha side, so it's called Buddha Govinda, and was said to be the Govindas which served actually the nicest prasadam. And so that was very important and significant service that his wife was doing, although he was also participating, but of course his profession was still architecture. As I mentioned, he didn't have an easy life. There was another incident not long back, again, I think 2 years back, when he was just walking on the street one day and he got attacked by some thugs to rob him. And they hit him, but they hit him in the eye in such a way and so badly that he lost vision on one of his eyes. And I remember how he sent me a text on that, sort of in a real matter-of-fact way, that, well, this must have been Krishna's arrangement, and it's his karma. And I phoned him back and talked to him. But he just accepted that. So much more could be said about him, but I think devotees can get the idea. He was, I think, probably around 50, and a example of how someone comes to Krishna consciousness inadvertently, actually, has apparently some kind of interest in Krishna consciousness from past life, and no doubt he will continue that Krishna consciousness in the future. Who knows, he may take birth as one of the children in Hungary. He was committed to taking initiation. He was an accepted aspirant of myself, and he was very, very, always very serious, not only very serious, but very strict. I remember on one occasion when he brought some other architects and professionals to the farm for lunch, and somehow or another ended up being involved in that lunch. And when someone had, when we were making a comment, or when I was explaining about why vegetarianism is the right way and the humane way to live, he was very, very strong with his own guests. In fact, he was stronger than I was in pointing out to them how wrong it was to slaughter animals and to eat animals. So he was a very serious devotee. And that he left his body like that, well, to just leave your body, 1, 2, 3, just like that, very quickly, is a benefit. It's a blessing, no doubt, not to have some kind of long sickness, not to be in any other particular pain due to ailments and so on, and not have to be laid up either in hospital or at home, but just to be able to leave one's body. That's very, very fortunate. I hope I'll be as fortunate as well to just all of a sudden go. So that's who we're remembering today, Bhakta Tibor. And of course it also raises the very important point for us never to forget that it could be us, and one day that it will be us. And whether we've done everything in that time to be Krishna conscious, because especially if it happens very quickly, unexpectedly in this way, then we don't have any forewarning, isn't it? We've got some old age or sickness, and now I know, okay, I've really got to get things together, but that we've got things together at all times of day and night, and we're ready at any time to go because we've done our best. Hare Krishna.